It is time to focus so that the emphasis can be centered on the pivotal change necessary for the transition of the project from this one phase to the next. Does not indicate that the first phase is already completed. That part, getting information about the activities of the Dark Ones, is now in motion. For our point of view in watching energy composites, enough movement is in the waking up phase is taking place to ensure its continuation. There are enough focused on getting the word out for its continued within that momentum. Information is being discussed between people now by those reading and hearing this information. As you know, either by face-to-face discussion or through your computer internet chat rooms, the critical ripple effect is beginning. In order to keep the momentum, now that the wake-up call is ringing, it's necessary to prepare the next step, lest inertia caused by the lack of understanding of what to do next allows for the onslaught of mind-numbing techniques to continue to hold the upper hand. The next step is the choice of the individual to stand forth in determination to detach from the emotion of overwhelm and to observe from a space that is beyond the reach of the control techniques. Seems like a small step, but it's critical, for it is the beginning of the separation from the herd, so to speak. It's a step that can be accomplished without the danger that physical resistance would be present. It's something that can be done in safety without being detected by the apparently fearsome entities that are striving for control. It's also critical in the process of each individual becoming aware that there is a connection to the awareness, a part of self that allows for this observation. It triggers a shift within the overstimulated ego function, begins the calming of the ego. This will begin to bring it back to its true intended purpose. This in itself is an empowering experience, for it begins the balance of expression intended in manifested experience. This is a very critical point. By establishing the observation experience, a change in focus begins to happen in a smooth and easy way. How is it best to begin to fulfill your assignment? By purposely practicing the process within yourself, you will begin to guide those who are in contact with you that are waking to the knowledge of what is happening to all around them. There is a fear element very active in their consideration, and this information and how it appears, it might affect their lives. It's not easy to contemplate all of the marvelous conveniences disappearing from their experience, and at the same time wondering how they're going to continue to make a living. It spells total poverty to them, and so it is easier to keep shoving it back to the back of their conscious awareness and not consider it. However, continues to pop into their thoughts like a bobber on a fishing line. It's appropriate then to suggest to them that they stand back from the problems to begin to consider what possibilities there are to use the situation to their advantage. Opportunities will present themselves through barter, trade, and other methods yet to be created within the chaotic change period. Since it will be difficult to accumulate material wealth, this will free the creative aspect that is inherent in all fragments of the Creator. Creativeness is the keynote of experience at all levels. Otherwise, none of us would ever have been thought into existence. The key to all of this is asking for help from the focus of thought that brought forth the experience and hold us in it. If it were not for that focus, the basic energy blocks, atoms, molecules, and cells, would simply fly apart. It seems difficult to correlate the probability of success for an entire planet with only a few beginning a shift by simply changing their personal perspective and then encouraging a similar change in those in their spheres of influence. But that's how it is to be done. Just as a long journey begins with the first step, so also is a change begun in individual experience. This is especially true when it follows the methodology that is the format for the operations of the laws that govern manifested creation. There must be first exist something so the energy may be attracted to it. In the beginning there was a thought, and the thought became flesh, manifest. Following the conceptual thought, there must be the desire for it to manifest. To think the thought only does not bring it forth. There must be an emotional desire to provide the fuel for the movement or change of energy from the thought into expression. Through coagulation of attracted energies, manifestation begins. Form includes more than things. It includes situations, circumstances, and stimulation and desire for additional thoughts that support the completion of the desired experience. It's within the creative impetus, once the processes began to move towards completion, when the purpose is in harmony with the universal laws. The focus desired must provide freedom within the spiral journey of return to the source for all that it will affect. When this is the underlying purpose, then the harmonic attraction is set into motion with all its subtle power released. It is well to review the basics when a shift in creative focus is to begin in purposeful action of great magnitude. Each and every change in the destiny of this planet is received with great anticipation to the highest and the finest vibratory level of awareness. Those changes that will lead to the establishment of balance and harmony receive input of supporting energy that strengthens and hastens the process. It would be well to acknowledge this with the gratitude as part of your meditations. The attitude of gratitude creates a return flow and allows for a greater exchange of the supporting attentive awareness. Beginning a change within a flow as firmly established as the planned hijacking of the planet is the most difficult aspect of the project of returning this planet to the safety of harmony and balance. It is required considering responses to the recognition of distorted energies into action, and further to ferret out its source and purpose. Then at that understanding had to be put into written and spoken word, and ways found to disseminate the information. All of this is to be accomplished within a flow of negative intention that is not only in motion, but also can be compared to a fast-moving river. Yet you few are able to accomplish this seemingly impossible feat through the intent fueled by desire to save your fellow beings and your planet from being exploited. Now, if we can continue the process with that same level of intent and desire to move many things through the information about them to the next step, all shall continue towards the desired end result. Much of step one was accomplished without surface consciousness of where the knowledge and understanding of the situation engulfing humanity would lead. It was the need to inform and awaken so that something could be done. Thoughts of resistance to the original guidelines for continuing the government of the people fueled the process. Unfortunately, the government of the people by the people leads to tyranny in a quick succession through many small steps. Moving beyond into a new paradigm is the next step in the involvement of the conscious humanity. Understanding that the ideal of freedom through personal responsibility offers the true solution is a big jump in perceived reality and would seem more to the beginning few in accepting this theory as being possible and beginning to contemplating. However, the impetus of the alternative of doing nothing during the collapse of the current experiment will supply pressure to consider new alternatives. The lack of sense of personal responsibility within the ideal of elected governed entities will bring the realization of its importance as a key to success. The weakest link, muscle, must be strengthened by exercise and must be given the opportunity to use in order to accomplish this strengthening. This must be the basis of the way out of the present situation to a new beginning. Birthing this concept is next on the agenda. It will be like putting this large rock into the flow of a fast river in order to divert it into another channel. Once the first rock's in place, then it's time to add the next one so that more water be diverted. However, now there are more available to move the rock. There is a saying in your culture that in order to accomplish any difficult task, it is the willing horse that must be whipped. It's not easy for the compassionate driver, but he knows that it must be done. Indeed, we bless your willing ones in these critical hours of this salvage operation. As you also say, hang in there. It is indeed worth the effort.